Better choices, better lives. Western Australian Mental Health, Alcohol. Copyright 2015, State of Western Australia. You may copy, distribute, display, download, and otherwise freely deal with this work for any purpose, provided that you attribute the Mental Health Commission of Western Australia as the owner. However, you must obtain permission if you wish to A. charge others for access to the work, other than at cost, B. include the work in advertising or product for sale, C. modify the work, or D. publish the work to a website. This document is available on our website, www.mhc.wa.gov.au. ISBN 978-0-99444-34-0-3. This document may be cited as Western Australian Mental Health Commission 2015, Better Choices, Better Lives. Western Australian Mental Health, Alcohol and Other Drug Services Plan 2015 to 2025, Perth, Western Australian Mental Health Commission. Contents. Overview, page 6. Guiding Principles and What We Hope to Achieve, page 10. Consultation, page 13. The Need for Change, page 16. Age-appropriate services across the service spectrum, page 24. Turning the system around, page 27. Prevention, page 28. Keeping people connected and close to home, page 35. Community support services, page 36. Community treatment services, page 44. Community bed-based services, page 55. Acute and specialised care for those who need it, page 63. Hospital-based services, page 64. Specialised statewide services, page 75. Forensic services, page 83. Services by region, page 101. System-wide reform, page 139. Recovery-oriented practice, page 141. Co-production and co-design with consumers, families and carers, page 143. Supporting the voice of clinicians and health workers, page 144. Advocacy, page 145. Individualised funding, page 146. Aboriginal people, page 147. Cultural and social diversity, page 150. System integration and navigation, page 151. Organisational effectiveness and efficiency, page 159. Research and evaluation, page 160. Workforce, page 161. Information and communication technology, page 163. Capital infrastructure, page 165. A partnership approach to implementing reform, page 167. Summary and conclusion, page 173. Appendices, page 174. Appendix A, summary of actions, page 174. Appendix B, evaluation, reporting and accountability, page 188. Appendix C, governance, page 198. Appendix D, how the plan was developed, page 199. Appendix E, the Western Australian Services Framework, page 208. Appendix F, costing, page 214. References, page 218. Note from the Minister. Consumers and their families in Western Australia should have access to personalised, modern and high-quality services that are close to their homes. The government has recognised this and has made mental health, alcohol and other drug services a high priority since 2008. Over the past 6 years, we've seen the establishment of the Ministerial Portfolio for Mental Health, the creation of the Mental Health Commission, and a record 68% increase in investment in the mental health, alcohol and other drug services sector. The Mental Health Commission has set up mechanisms to strengthen the voice of mental health consumers. And in 2014, the Mental Health Bill passed through both Houses of Parliament, which will further drive reform. In addition, we've seen the expansion of a range of evidence-based alcohol and drug services and internationally renowned prevention campaigns. Substantial change has already taken place, but we have much more to achieve. Extensive transformation and significant investment is required to address decades of accumulated poor targeting and underinvestment. Unfortunately, individuals with mental health, alcohol, and other drug problems still too often experience poor outcomes as a result of a service system that does not meet their needs. The current system is complex and difficult to navigate. Therefore, many consumers are left unsure how to access the help they require. Looking forward, we need to resource the system properly and progress system-wide improvement to achieve better outcomes for individuals, families, and the broader community. Despite these challenges, staff have remained committed, and there are examples of great innovation. I admire and am extremely grateful for the unwavering dedication shown by staff who work in a system that often makes their jobs challenging. I am therefore pleased to present the Western Australian Mental Health, Alcohol and Other Drug Services Plan 2015 to 2025 Plan, which has been developed by the Mental Health Commission, the former Drug and Alcohol Office and the Department of Health. The Department of Corrective Services was also involved in developing the forensic component of the plan. Combining research, evidence, expert opinion, world's best practice, and some of the latest planning tools, we are now able to estimate the optimal mix of services required for our growing population over the next 10 years. The reform will require all levels of government, the private and non-government sector, as well as clinicians, consumers, families, and carers to work together. The plan provides us with a clear direction, guiding our investment in capital and other resources, our policy and process development, and implementation. I believe we're all working towards the same vision, and we will continue to work together for real changes at a whole of system level, and for those people with an alcohol or drug problem, mental disorder or illness, and their families and carers. The Honourable Helen Morton, MLC, Minister for Health. Note from the Commissioner. I'm proud to release the final Western Australian Mental Health, Alcohol and Other Drug Services Plan 2015 to 2025 Plan. The purpose of the plan is to provide the state with a clear picture of the optimal mix and level of mental health, alcohol and other drug services required for the population of Western Australia. This is a valuable document, as for the first time, the mental health, alcohol and other drug sector is able to quantify gaps in services and identify areas where investment and reform is required through the use of nationally agreed evidence-based modelling tools. I am committed to ensuring this document has bipartisan support and trust future governments will accept this plan as the blueprint for the future mental health, alcohol and other drug service system. I thank the various consumers, families, carers, clinicians and service providers who have assisted in the development of this plan. I attended all 19 consultation forums across the state during the final consultation period and feel fortunate to have heard firsthand not only the feedback on the draft plan, but also the experiences and personal stories of consumers, families, carers, clinicians and service providers. Visiting towns and meeting with locals has given me a new appreciation of the challenges of delivering and accessing services in regional and remote areas, as well as the difficulties faced in the metropolitan area in regards to system integration and navigation. I also heard loud and clear the need for greater access to 24-hour crisis treatment and support, as well as housing and accommodation across the state. The implementation of the plan over the next 10 years will require partnerships with all key stakeholders, including all levels of government, private and non-government, health and non-health sectors, clinicians, consumers, families and carers. The plan tells us how we need to grow the system by articulating where and what type of services are required to be established or expanded by the end of 2025. The plan provides a roadmap which governments and other stakeholders can use to invest their finite resources. It would be preemptive for the Mental Health Commission or any other government department to prescribe how the plan should be implemented. I envisage the implementation process will be highly collaborative, evolving over time with changing trends, new evidence, and experience. The years ahead will be challenging, but also exciting, as we work together to better meet our community's needs. The development of this plan has involved numerous staff from across the Mental Health Commission, the former Drug and Alcohol Office, the Department of Health, and the Department of Corrective Services, and I thank all who have dedicated many hours to sharing ideas, writing, and refining the plan to ensure it is robust, evidence-based, and reflects best practice. Timothy Marney, Mental Health Commissioner. A message for people with mental health, alcohol, and other drug problems, and their families and carers. Welcome to the Western Australian Mental Health, Alcohol, and Other Drug Services Plan, 2015 to 2025 Plan. This section provides an opportunity for all those who've worked on the plan to thank you for your willingness to share your views, opinions, personal stories, and at times traumatic experiences. Throughout the plan's development, consumers, families, and carers have been open and often very brave in sharing their first-hand knowledge of what it's like to live with and or be impacted by mental health, alcohol, and other drug problems. Some stories have been heartbreaking, including the loss of life and breakdown of families and relationships. Consumers, families, and carers have frequently expressed their frustration with a system that's complicated to navigate and does not effectively meet their needs. Through the effective implementation of this plan, it's expected Western Australians will be supported to stay well in the community, and that consumers who require treatment and support will have early access to high-quality, effective, and personalised services that help them participate fully in community life and stay connected to family and friends. Although this plan is primarily aimed at assisting the government and other funding agencies to quantify the gaps in services, and therefore clearly show where investment and reform is required, the need to radically improve services for consumers, families, and carers is always at the centre. The stories shared and the persistence and resilience shown by consumers, carers, and their families will continue to inspire those working in the mental health, alcohol, and drug sector to deliver this plan over the next 10 years. Thank you. From all those who've worked on the Western Australian Mental Health, Alcohol and Other Drug Services Plan 2015 to 2025. Important notice. The Western Australian Mental Health, Alcohol and Other Drug Services Plan 2015 to 2025 Plan articulates the overall intentions regarding service development, transformation and expansion of mental health, alcohol and other drug services over the next 10 years. The actions contained within this document and the subsequent investment required are dependent on government's fiscal capacity and are subject to normal government approval through budgetary processes. It should be noted, however, that services outlined in the plan can also be funded by the Commonwealth Government, private and not-for-profit sectors, which are therefore subject to their own financial capacity. Overview. Our vision is to build a Western Australian mental health, alcohol and other drug service system that prevents and reduces mental health problems, suicide and suicide attempts, prevents and reduces the adverse impacts of alcohol and other drugs, promotes positive mental health and enables everyone to work together to encourage and support people who experience mental health, alcohol and other drug problems to stay in the community, out of hospital, and live a satisfying, hopeful, and contributing life. Overview. The Western Australian Mental Health, Alcohol and Other Drug Services Plan 2015 to 2025 Plan outlines the optimal mix and level of mental health, alcohol and other drug services required to meet the needs of Western Australians over the next 10 years. This document provides government and funding agencies with a resource calculator, clearly showing gaps in services and areas where future investment and reform should be prioritised. At present, expenditure on mental health services is heavily reliant on costly acute services, and there's an urgent need to expand the system to boost community-based services. Increasing access to community services will keep people well, out of hospital, and connected to their family, friends, and community. Expenditure in the alcohol and other drug sector is considered more balanced between community and hospital-based services, however, is well below current demand, and services need to be located closer to where people live. Why is a new plan required? The plan further progresses the implementation of the Mental Health Commission's strategic plan, Mental Health 2020, Making It Personal and Everybody's Business, MH 2020, and the Drug and Alcohol Interagency Strategic Framework, ISF, which both outline the overarching strategic directions and outcomes that guide the philosophy and everyday work of the newly amalgamated Mental Health Commission. This plan provides an estimate of the number and range of services required to achieve the strategic directions and outcomes outlined in MH 2020 and the ISF. The vision articulated in this plan and the ISF, MH 2020, are therefore closely aligned. In 2012, the state government commissioned Professor Bryant Stokes to undertake the review of the admission or referral to and the discharge and transfer practices of public mental health facilities services in Western Australia, Stokes Review. This plan was the principal recommendation of the Stokes Review. Many of the strategies and actions within the plan address other key recommendations of the Stokes Review. Why is this plan different? The plan uses national modelling tools based on the state's population. This plan is the first of its kind in Western Australia. Never before have we had access to national modelling tools, the National Mental Health Services Planning Framework, NMHSPF, and the Drug and Alcohol Service Planning Model, DASPM, see Appendix D for more information, that can effectively show an optimal level and mix of services and where the imbalances and underinvestment are in the current mental health, alcohol and other drug system. The national modelling tools are based on robust evidence, including epidemiology, prevalence and an optimal service mix. The modelling tools have been applied to the Western Australian population, taking into account our particular characteristics such as geography and Aboriginal population. Modelling will be revisited every 2 years to ensure the latest evidence and population demographics are taken into account. The use of the term Aboriginal within this document refers to both Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Overview. The Western Australian model's output is expressed in hours of service, hours of support or beds. The output does not predetermine models of service or how the plan should be implemented. Implementation and the development of models of service can only be progressed in partnership with all levels of government, private and non-private funding agencies and service providers, clinicians and most importantly, consumers, families and carers. The plan covers the entire service continuum. The plan includes the full range of services from prevention through to specialised statewide and forensic services. Although the plan is structured by service streams for ease of reading, it is acknowledged the full range of services within the mental health, alcohol and other drug system need to be fully integrated and coordinated to ensure a seamless service system is provided for consumers, carers and their families. Consumers, carers and families, quite rightly, are not concerned with who's funding or providing a service, but rather, they require access to an easy-to-navigate system where they can be provided with personalised, high-quality and safe treatment and support. It is the responsibility of all levels of government, the private and non-government sectors and clinicians to work together to provide this. The plan focuses on collaboration and reducing gaps and overlaps. The plan focuses services on improved collaboration and, where relevant, integration. Improved continuity of treatment and support for people to meet their needs holistically will be paramount in the implementation of the plan. Collaboration, coordination, and partnerships with clear accountability and protocols will result in more responsive and integrated support for people with co-occurring mental health and alcohol and other drug problems, and support effective transitions between services when required. A multi-sectoral approach with relevant service areas and sectors will also reduce fragmentation of supports such as housing, employment services and general health services. It will also contribute to reducing the number of people falling through the gaps in services and decreasing overlaps and service duplication. The plan is phased. The plan provides a pathway for investment that can be progressed as enabled by the state's fiscal capacity and the financial capacity of other service purchasers, such as Commonwealth Government and the private sector. Actions within the plan have been phased over 3 time horizons, as shown by the following figure. Overview. End of 2017. Prepare for the future. Progress existing commitments. Progress high priority actions. End of 2020. rebalance the system, invest in community, care in more appropriate places. End of 2025. Continue the reform. Grow all elements of the system. Monitor reform pathway. Investment. Consultation and business case development. Evaluation, reporting and accountability. The plan is provider and funder neutral. Unlike many other plans, this plan is provider and funder neutral. This means the plan articulates the types and level of service required across the state, but does not predetermine who should fund or provide them. Services can be funded by the state or Commonwealth governments, private or non-government sectors, and can be delivered by government, not-for-profit or private organisations. For costing purposes, the plan assumes the current funding sources will remain approximately the same proportions as has historically been the case. Implementation of the plan. The plan outlines what mix and level of services are required, but does not specify how the plan should be implemented. Implementation of the plan will be guided by the principles outlined on pages 10 to 11, as well as by clinical and program evaluation evidence and the needs of consumers, families, and carers. The Mental Health Commission will lead the implementation, working with key partners, including the Commonwealth Government, private and not-for-profit sectors, clinicians, consumers, families and carers. For more information, see A Partnership Approach to Implementing Reform on page 167. Guiding principles and what we hope to achieve. Principles. A number of principles have guided our work during the development and finalising of the plan. Throughout the implementation phase, these principles will continue to underpin our decisions. The upholding of human rights is the core responsibility of all services, which must be supported by the availability of advocacy where required, consistent with the Mental Health Statement of Rights and Responsibilities. Implementation of effective prevention, mental health promotion, and early intervention activity across the lifespan is essential to turn the system around. Recovery-oriented practice, including supporting people to stay connected to their community, is central to the development of mental health services. The development of all services incorporates a holistic approach that acknowledges the impact of the social determinants of health and well-being, such as housing, education, and employment. Consumers, families, and carers will be supported to be fully involved in co-planning, co-designing, co-delivery, and co-reviewing of policies and services. A primary focus is on rebalancing services between hospital-based and community-based, moving services to the community where clinically appropriate. The plan is based on robust evidence-based national modelling tools. However, it does not predetermine service models. Services will expand in the regions and in locations where they are most required, and closer to where people live, wherever practical and feasible. State-funded mental health services, as described in the plan, will treat individuals with severe mental health problems only, and will contribute to the funding of prevention activity. However, the state should play a role in advocating for other parts of the system, including non-government organisations and primary care, to deliver the full mix of services across the severity continuum. The mental health services modelled in the plan relate only to the services required for people with severe mental illness. This is recommended by the National Mental Health Services Planning Framework, NMHSPF, and is reflected in the modelling tool. However, it is understood state-funded services currently see people with moderate illness, just as some people with severe mental illness are successfully provided treatment in the primary care sector. Only through working with the Commonwealth to build the capacity and capability of primary care services will we begin to see a shift towards primary care being more able to better meet the needs of people with moderate mental illness. It is acknowledged that, inevitably, there will continue to be crossover between the sectors. Alcohol and other drug services are provided to individuals across the entire severity spectrum. Guiding principles and what we hope to achieve. Services value diversity, are culturally secure, consumer-focused, family-inclusive, and responsive to the needs of individuals. services are able to meet the needs of people with co-occurring problems, including co-occurring alcohol and other drug and mental health problems, as well as physical health problems, disability and trauma. An appropriate mix of supports and services will be established that best meets the needs, goals and preferences of people with mental health, alcohol and other drug problems. Service development must consider the lifespan from the developing fetus through to older adulthood. Improved system navigation, collaboration and integration are priorities to ensure people are supported to get to the right place at the right time. Where possible, services need to assist individuals to avoid coming into contact with the criminal justice system in the first instance. Individuals who do come into contact with the criminal justice system have the right to receive the same access and quality of care as the general population at all stages of their involvement with the criminal justice system. What does recovery mean? Participants in the Community Support Consultation Forum were asked what recovery meant to them. A summary is provided in the graphic below. Personal recovery is defined within the National Framework for Recovery-Oriented Mental Health Services as being able to create and live a meaningful and contributing life in a community of choice, with or without the presence of mental health issues. It is acknowledged recovery is personal and means different things to different people. In regards to alcohol and other drug use, it may or may not involve goals related to abstinence. Guiding principles and what we hope to achieve. What we hope to achieve. By implementing the strategies and actions articulated in the plan over the next 10 years, we expect to see reduced rates of people developing mental health, alcohol and other drug problems, reduced attempts of suicide, and a halving in the number of people who die by suicide. Reduced and delayed uptake of alcohol and other drug use, as well as decreased harms associated with alcohol and other drug use. Increased numbers of people feeling that they're treated with dignity and respect across all aspects of their lives, and their rights and choices acknowledged and respected. A greater number of people treated and supported in community-based, recovery-oriented settings that address holistic needs, including housing, education, and employment. Increased numbers of people treated as close as is practical to where they live by providing services in outer metropolitan and regional locations wherever possible. Consistent and ongoing involvement of consumers, families, carers and clinicians in the planning, design and review of services. Services that are integrated, high quality and person-centred. Improved social and economic participation for people living with mental health, alcohol and other drug problems. Greater engagement and accessing of services by Aboriginal people through the provision of culturally secure services addressing mental health, alcohol and other drug problems, and ensuring the sector workforce is culturally competent. Families and carers feeling more supported in their caring roles and their rights and responsibilities recognised. A diversified and modernised range of bed-based services that provide service options outside a hospital setting. Greylands Hospital and Selby Older Adult Service will be closed and replaced by contemporary services across the state. Improved transition for people moving between services, including between bed-based and community treatment and support services. Reduced demand on emergency department services and reduced avoidable inpatient admissions. Improved long-term accommodation options that deliver a safe place for vulnerable people to live and receive appropriate supports. A more comprehensive forensic service system that offers early intervention options such as liaison and diversion, as well as services that enable recovery, rehabilitation and reduced recidivism. A sustainable service system with increased availability of community services and initiatives to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of the system as a whole.